just hold on for a moment. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be the lead on your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
All ready.
Okay, good morning. Mr. Holdeman, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Nicholas Holdeman, 323-434.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. We were notified about this hearing on April 12th. We signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you today. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, the attorney's optional, not a problem. The members of the board conducting the hearing with you today, you can't see us, but we have here in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be I'll conduct the hearing today.
Okay.
We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner, who's with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear both you and Mr. Turner in. So Mr. Holdeman and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you both. Mr. Holdman, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Holdman, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and here's the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to an established residence at TLC. And that's at 54 West Southern Avenue in Mesa. And that was on or about February 16th, 2018, as directed by your assigned parole officer on February 16th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Holdman, is this true or false?
That is correct.
So that's true, sir?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, thank you. Based on Mr. Holdman's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you. And excuse me, I'm sorry. Kind of have throat problems today. So, Mr. Holdman, the board found you in violation of your conditions, but we'll move to phase two of your hearing, and in that phase, we decide if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far in, I want to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line there, sir, and we'll be right back with you as soon as Mr. Turner's done.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Turner?
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Holdman was released from ADC custody on 2/15/2018 and arrested on 3/30/2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 3/30/2018 with an adjusted release date of 6/9/2018 with 42 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017 commitment A, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2017 commitment B, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. It's his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG information noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations, minimal. Other arrest, 2015 assault, is not processed. Has a current GV score of G1-V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Holdman, you were supposed to go to TLC on the 15th or the 16th, it looks like, but you didn't go. Where'd you go?
When I had gotten out, I went to my mother's first, I went and checked in with my parole officer, and I had tried to reason with him about going to TLC because I've lived in TLC before, and it led me back down a bad path with drugs and whatnot. So I had tried to speak with Mr. Montague about maybe getting my residence switched to my mom's address or my brother's address, and he informed me that I needed to go down to TLC and pay a fine or something for bed cancellation. So I kind of just got into the mix of working, and I was working for Tough Skin, and I never made it down there to check in, and I realized that was probably not the smartest thing I could have done, and if I had a chance to do it again, I probably would have checked in.
So where were you working? You said you were, what was that? You were working?
I was working at Tough Skin on Chrisman and Main in Mesa.
What's that? What does Tough Skin do?
We texture bed liners for trucks.
Oh, okay.
Dealerships and stuff like that. We have contracts through different dealerships around Mesa.
Okay, all right. Okay, and it looks like you were also responsible to go to CHC for substance abuse counseling, but you didn't go there either, did you, or no? What happened?
No, I didn't. I went to sign up for the classes, but I didn't make it to any of the classes. I was arrested, I believe, 3 weeks or 4 weeks after I was released, and my classes didn't start for 2 weeks, but I did miss a class.
Okay. So what were you doing when you were arrested? Why did Mesa PD pick you up?
It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I generally get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had taken my fiance down to QT to get an iced coffee before she went to work and to get gas. And as I was leaving the QT on Power and University, the police officer read my plate on my vehicle, which had a mandatory insurance on it, and it had to have insurance, and they read that it didn't have insurance, so they pulled me over. And I was unaware that I had the warrant, but I pulled over for them, and they told me I had the warrant, so I cooperated, and they took me down to the prison.
Well, this is your first time being on parole, so, it's important to stay in contact with your parole officer when you're on parole. And why didn't you? Did you stay in touch with him?
There was a few phone calls. He had called me while I was at work. Well, he had contacted my mom because he didn't know where I was staying, and my mom had contacted me, and then I called him, and this was right before I would assume that he issued the warrant. He had told me that I needed to check in at TLC before 6 o'clock. I was at work, and I told him I would do my best, but by the time I got off work, I didn't go.
Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Oh, Mr. Turner has something to add. Mr. Turner.
I'd like to add, his mother's address was checked prior to him being released and being told to go to TLC, and the owner of the residence would not allow it, and there was also someone else there that was currently on probation.
Oh, so he couldn't leave.
So he was aware that he couldn't live there.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm looking at is it looks like Mr. Radigy also did attempt his mother, but there's nothing showing that he ever had contact with the offender after the initial intake.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mr. Holderman, we're coming to the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to, without repeating what you've told us already. Is there anything else the board should know, sir?
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of people depending on me out there. I have 3 children and my fiance. They all depend on my monetary gains while I'm out there, and they're struggling right now. I know I don't have much time left on my sentence, but all the time that I've been incarcerated, it's really affected my family, and I would like to get out and get back on with my life.
Okay, sir, thank you. Mr. Holdeman, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we ask you to just remain on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in a decision in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Holdeman is being first time on parole. I don't think he understood that he needs to follow the direction of his parole officer. And he unfortunately absconded for 42 days. And I understand his plight with people out there depending on him, but he also has an obligation to fulfill his sentence. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I'll take any input from fellow board members.
I'm
not seeing any input. I will make a motion then to revoke community supervision as Mr. Holdeman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and now Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 42 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Mr. Johnson.
Agreed
by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Holdeman, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we do show that you'll be out on June 9th, which is not all that far away. It's only a few weeks early. So we wish you the best, sir, and thank you for participating in your hearing today, and this concludes your hearing.
All right, thank you so much.
If you could go back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.